The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Planet Gridiron, where football lives. With your host, Damian Anderson.
Welcome to Planet Gridiron, where we talk all things sports. We got a great show today. We got GM Rod Graves from the Arizona Cardinals, head coach of Northwestern, the Big Ten, Pat Fitzgerald. And in studio, as always, we got Roland Hill, the voice, and we also have Dave Lockhart, I know it all, and he just tries to help me out with everything. He knows everything. And we have in-studio guests today that are blessing the studio. We have the Young Moguls. How y'all doing, man?
What it do?
Man, quit trying to be cool and talking to the mic, man. So the Young Moguls. So let the world know what y'all – why should people look and listen to the Young Moguls? The Young Moguls is a young – I'll let you guys explain. So tell everybody what the Young Moguls do.
Well, we feel we're the next generation of hip-hop. We're trying to put the city on the map, which is actually the Southwest. Like I said, we're the next generation of hip-hop. It's me and my brother. Minx, I'm 19. My brother, 90, he's 16.
And we just bring something new to the game, something different. R&B and hip-hop, dancing, we do it all. Production, writing, everything. We try to do everything and stay on top of every aspect of the music.
Where did you fellas get your training? Is there any formal training or any play any instruments or anything?
No, we just been working hard for the last 10 years. Yeah. That's the training, 10 years in the making.
Yeah. So your training is listening to guys and coming up
taking
with a style
advice,
and taking
criticism and
making it positive. Yeah.
Okay. So where did you guys get your first exposure to music? Where you all decided at such a young age here, Young Moguls, that this is what you all wanted to do?
It actually started when I was like 5. My mom was actually like a professional dancer. Okay. She used to teach a hip hop class. I used to go with her, you know, sit around the hip hop class and.
I'm glad you corrected that, because when you said dancer, I had other visions in my mind. So.
No, not nothing like that.
My mom
no.
was a dancer. Uh-oh.
Hip hop, by the way.
Damn, you clear that one up for us, folks. Right.
They used to have events around the city, and she took us with her to one of the events. I got a chance of being on stage at the age of 5. And that feeling that I got on stage.
And you got bit, huh? Yeah. You got bit. Stage.
So you were pop locking back then.
Back then. Like, like Rerun.
Oh, you know what, dude? I'm going to tell you what. When I was like, I want to say my first concert, I was like 14. I grew up in Atlanta. Yeah. And with you saying that, it made me.
Dave, you always trying to plug Atlanta, man.
You in Arizona. That's where the music is.
You in Arizona, you got a white wife, and you eat pork.
I eat pork. But I had fried corn this weekend.
But no, man. So we got to talk about. So what's your sport game like, man? So are you feeling the Arizona Cardinals? Y'all from here in Arizona? So y'all happy about what the Cardinals doing right now?
Oh yeah, I think they stepped it up a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over the past few years.
So what? How,
few years.
Yeah. It was in a slump. You know.
So what sports do y'all like to play? Because I know y'all travel a lot. Y'all doing a lot of big things, moving all around the country, traveling back in here in L.A., Las Vegas.
Right,
so what do y'all do in y'all spare time? Y'all get on Madden? Y'all do anything? What y'all do for fun, man?
I play that 2K10 all day. That's my 360. That's me right there.
So y'all like basketball then?
Yeah.
So who's the man right now in the basketball game? I'm an avid.
You mean like the top notch player right now?
Yeah.
All come on, man. Hands down, that's Kobe all day.
So what about LeBron? He's a beast.
LeBron is young. You know what I'm saying? He still gets
his
time.
He's the next in line to get it.
I mean, what are you trying to say? Kobe old? He only 32, bro.
Nah, he ain't old. But the thing is, it's like Kobe right now. He's the most efficient. He's the most, like, he's a clutch player.
Well, I like the words. He said efficient.
You know what I mean?
He's with the Westview, man.
You can rely on Kobe at the end of the game. You know you want to put that ball in his hand with 2 seconds on the clock.
I'm going to ask
you this.
You know what? I understand what you're saying. He can finesse it, you know. LeBron just bully, huh?
No, but I'm going to ask you this.
He's a beast, though.
But I'm going to ask you this.
He can get the job done.
Would Phil Jackson, as a coach of LeBron's team, the Cavaliers, would they win?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't think Kobe would win without
Phil. But think about it. The coach can only do so much. It's the players on the court.
Great point. But Phil was in where Chicago with Mike, and Mike didn't win it before he had Phil.
That's true. Okay.
And then he left, and he went to L.A., and they win. Right. So I think it has a lot to do with Phil.
Think about the players he had, though.
Well, you got to have the ingredients.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
You got to have the ingredients.
That's it.
He had the players on the court that's going to get the job done.
He had Michael Jordan.
You forgetting the Jordanaires. I mean, he had complimentary pieces. Now, I agree. None of them are necessarily superstars or all-stars outside of Scott.
Man, who do the Hawks have back? Go ahead and throw out Atlanta.
Dominique. We had Dominique.
Dominique was good for a windmill or two.
We had Tree Rollins.
With some Nut Hugger shorts on, just windmilling. That's all they were showing the highlights back in the day with a curl, a high top curl. Man.
John Drew? John Concat was awful, though.
You had Spud?
But he wasn't like a gamer where you could rely on. He was, I ain't gonna lie, he was
exciting.
Like a little, he's a sideshow. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't build an offense or a team around him as a point guard. He was serviceable because he played a number of years.
Speaking of sideshow, great, how do we say that transition to Tiger Woods? So, I mean, you guys.
Segway. I wrote a Segway one time. I fell off it.
So, you guys are the youth, you know what I'm saying? And you see what transgressions Tiger's going through right now. And you see him come back. You know, he goes 4 under. I mean, everybody's, you know, it's making a great.
What's he at right now, Dave?
5 under.
He's 5 under right now.
So, he's playing 100 today.
Do you see him differently from going through what he has went through? We're here with the young moguls.
I see him as human.
Right.
I don't. Like that. The thing is. He's a man. We all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The way you're going to have to judge him is how he comes back
right.
from this situation. You know what I'm saying? Because he is a human. He is a man. So you can't just because he's a major golfer, you can't hold him on a platform like he can't mess up or do anything
but this
wrong.
But this dude earned over $1 billion in 1990, eight or seven like that. So, I mean, he is on a different level. Than everybody
who's,
else.
Who's level? Money-wise. Money-wise, he's still a human. He's still a person.
But we as society are putting him up there. Right.
Well,
we are society.
We're kind of turning the tables now. You know how everyone hated Tiger, and Tiger, not everyone, all the ladies did. But
until he came into their store.
But it's almost sympathetic now, and so he's going to be a sympathetic hero, you know?
Well, I think once he plays well, it will turn. It will transition into that.
And you're starting to see it right now.
Yeah. Do you see the applause that he got once he stepped out there?
Exactly. When he was about to tee off.
I think
he's going to be stronger.
I think what you guys said was a great point. I mean, I think that it shows that he's human, and I think that that's the most important thing, that he goes out there and how he responds to it is what's going to take.
What did Charles Barkley say? Raise your kids.
Yeah.
You know, you love the golfer, you know, I don't know about the person, but the golfer himself, you know.
To me, it's just something about, you know, 6'8" dudes that just think that just because they got a little bit of money, they can say whatever they want. And that's not necessarily the case. I think Charles Barkley is a sideshow.
Segway?
I think Charles Barkley is a sideshow personally. I think he gets, well, you know, in our what in the game. And I mean, what are you talking about, man?
Leave Charles alone,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
But you know what? You can't deny it, though, when he said, raise your kids.
Yes,
you got to raise your kids.
I totally agree. I mean, you shouldn't. And I tell my son now, don't look at the young moguls for what they do in the street. Look at the young moguls for how they perform. Look at them for the lyrics that they write, how the energy that they bring.
You don't know them as a person.
look at Rolling Hill, the auctioneer. look at Dave Lockhart, the lawyer. Don't look at him because you don't know who he is as a person.
Because he could be straight pimping.
Right. We're here playing Gridiron Radio with the young moguls, the newest hip hop sensation in America. So, I mean, we got to talk about my boy D. McNabb from the Shy.
Yes, sir.
Recently got traded to the Washington Redskins.
Yes, sir.
I think it was a horrible decision for Philly. For Philly, because I think Donovan's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and you don't trade him to a team that's in your division.
And did
that
you hear the reasons why?
No sense.
Why they did it?
Well, I just think that there was I think there was a lot of undertones in there, that Donovan in between Andy Reid, because, I mean, you just don't get and play him like they did. You don't get Michael Vick and insert him into the game plan like they did when you have that much respect for
they knew what they were doing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. So there was a lot of you saw his face. I mean, you could read his nonverbals and see that he was very unhappy with that
from
whole situation.
From just the scuttlebutt, you know, from even through last season, you know, he knew what was going on.
Sure.
And he knew it was, you know, on the short list, you know, so – you know, he even expressed the interest in coming here to Phoenix, you know, playing for the Cardinals. So, I mean, if he said that such a long time ago, he knew what was going on, so it wasn't a surprise.
Well, I mean, I think that one thing, Donovan's very intelligent. He knows how to play to wordplay. He knows what to say and how to say it, you know, when people ask him questions. He's a very intelligent person. I mean, Syracuse grad, I mean, basketball, football athlete, I mean, multidimensional person.
You know, the college has a lot to do with it, you know, Northwestern,
I mean,
Syracuse,
talking about his parents.
Duke.
That's
what I'm getting at, Mom.
I'm just talking about his parents. He knows how to respect people, and he's not going to come out and just say, you know, they pay my checks right now. I'm not just going to deface this, you know, this organization.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I don't think that he'll do it now that he's a Redskins. I think that's the best thing that happened to him. I mean, if you look at Mike Shanahan.
I think it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah.
I definitely do. If you think of Mike Shanahan and how the Denver Broncos, when they were successful, they didn't have a major receiver, but they had a great tight end. They had a great running game,
and a good defense.
The plan.
And look who they have in that backfield. They got monsters. They got Larry Johnson, who could play, who's just a knucklehead. They got Clinton Portis, who could play, who just needs a little bit of direction. And Willie Parker.
And call
Fast
somebody
Willie.
Back.
Fast Willie Parker. Yeah. Exactly. Call us back. Clinton Portis. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And, I mean, you got a very – I'd say talented coach in Mike Shanahan who's going to be able to optimize all the
he knows what he's doing
the utilities that he has. And I think Donovan's going to be very happy.
Just like Wiz. Just like Coach Wiz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Coach Wiz coming up.
Use
we got Rod
tools.
Graves, you know, from the Arizona Cardinals. We also got Pat Fitzgerald coming up after the break from Northwestern football. But so talking about this draft, you guys been paying attention to the draft? We got it.
They say Miller Lite, Fat Tire.
Favorite college
fan. Been in the studio and the lab working on our new album.
Okay,
so
we gonna have y'all give when we go to the break. When we go to the break, we gonna have y'all spit some for us.
Now you said I'm sorry. I know you want to get to the draft, but I got some questions for the young moguls here.
You put this back on the spot.
You say in the lab here. What are you guys working on?
We're basically working on our new album. Well. We're going to drop singles, but we're coming out with an EP.
Now, are you guys doing the beats yourself? You're working
on... working with a couple of producers from Atlanta, from Houston.
Okay, all right. So you guys ain't doing the Fruity Loops yourself, huh?
I need to get that, though, so I can get on that.
Okay, all right.
I make beats right here.
You make beats.
Yeah, he makes beats. He can rap, too.
Eric.
I see Eric. I seen him breakdancing, though.
Yeah. Breakdancing.
Eric breakdancing, do it all.
That was a robot, man.
Multi-talented, baby. That's how I do. Multi-talented. So, I mean, Dave... What I mean, getting back to football.
Okay, but
Tim Tebow, first round?
Mm. I know, I'm hearing that, and I can't understand why. Because somebody watched a workout at Florida where he supposedly...
Held the ball up here?
Exactly, held the ball high.
Right.
You know, he stepped up and moved his feet in a fashion in which would be consistent with, other players. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulties.
Right.
But late in the first round, though.
Regardless, I mean, it's a first rounder. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he's played against the best of the best out there in the SEC. But I think that first round, I mean, not wasting, but investing a first round money in Tim Tebow.
Would be a waste.
I heard some people say Sean Payton and the Saints. And I think that would be a great deal for them because you already know who your quarterback is and he could come in and fill that, you know, fourth and short and implement some, you know, wildcat plays where he could be successful.
I think if anyone could convert him to something else, another position, it'd be Sean Payton, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, he does that. I mean, look how he uses Reggie Bush.
Exactly.
Look how he uses, you know, all the tools that he has on his team. So
yeah, but what he's saying is he wants to be the classic standard prototypical quarterback.
That's not going to happen. Just know your role, boy. Come on, young moguls, hit us up off the break. Go ahead.
Got a beat.
Get us.
Yo, check it.
You gonna go?
I get it popping like fish grease.
I'm swimming
through the money, baby, like jet skis. Never hate, levitate, get your paper straight. Made my way to get this cake, I don't never wait. Beat the beat like anime, fast money on delay. Even though we kinda made, got the money on delay. We still ball, president thou. You get it, y'all?
You get it. Planet Gridiron,
boy, that man,
freestyle.
Hold on. On spot. Check. We had it. Yo, I'ma get it. Check. Nani, yeah, we gon' hold it down. Yeah. You dudes look like you fly. Now watch me shoot you down. Take a look around. Man, you know we run this town. Yeah. And I'm going full speed. I ain't never slowing down. Big money, give me now. Fortune of fame, I can hold it down. You haters funny, balls of the clown. Yeah, watch me get it now. Yeah, showtime, blow time, go time. Yeah, I gotta get it, gotta spit it. Yeah, you know I grind like a skateboard. Hard grind, gotta get it. Flow ball with a pivot. Yeah, I really get it. Freestyle off the top. Manani man, too hot. Crock pot on the stove. Yeah. I do this, bro.
That's Young Moguls here on PlanetGridiron.com. More Young Moguls coming up. More sports here on PlanetGridiron.com right after the break. Keep it right where you got it.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's out.
left shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting, bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoor subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Show on VoiceAmericaSports.com with your host, Damian Anderson.
And we just had a great display of verbal assault of the microphone by the young by the young moguls.
I'm tripping on rhetorical. That's at Northwestern.
And if you missed it, you could also know all our shows are archived on Planet Gridiron Radio on VoiceAmericaSports.com as well as iTunes. And just you got to see these boys. And we'll
iTunes
as well. Yes,
iTunes?
Sir. Yes, sir. We're podcast. iTunes.
That's right. iTunes.
What are you talking about iTunes?
iTunes?
That's right. We're gonna try and see if we get the head ball coach from Northwestern University plugged in here so we can pick his brain. But Dave, just asking you, I mean, you're avid football.
Yes.
You pretty much know everything about it. Why isn't the Big Ten respected as one of those great football conferences out there?
You know what? I think it's a bit of a misnomer because I think what happens is that you have the perception that, first of all, the SEC is the dominant conference.
Uh-huh.
Because
they have more black people in the conference?
Well, I think there's a perception, but part of the perception is the reality, is that they tend to produce kids, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that are ready-made, meaning they're already to
come in right now.
Come right now in and play. And then you also have the perception of the speed. So right. I think people have these beliefs that just because Midwest ball players, they get this heartland type of kid that's going to be big, slow, kind of plodding.
Right.
And I think that's negative in terms of how all of us perceive Big Ten players.
Right.
Well, we know that that's not necessarily true always.
Right.
Okay. So that's my belief as to why they think that these kids can't do X, Y, Z. And furthermore, if you think about it, most of it appears the Big Ten recruits, they're not on the Hot 150 list or ESPN. So part of it has to do with the marketing as well. Even if look when you look at the All-Star games now, in the more prevalent games, you're not seeing a lot of kids indicating that I'm signing with Michigan, unfortunately.
Well, Michigan has a down year right now. And I mean,
well, a few of them, actually.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, exactly. And yeah. I think that it's, you know, Lloyd Carr was a great coach, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Sure.
But, I mean, but you look at Terrell Pryor. I mean, he's one of the most electric college football players out there right now, and he plays against some, you know, some great teams. And I mean, you look at all you look at Michigan, you look at Wisconsin, you look at Northwestern beating top three teams, and you look at Iowa ranked in the top five, Penn State.
Right.
I mean, they're teams that are putting out great players. I mean, we had one here last week in Michael Robinson. So I mean, we're putting out players from the Big Ten.
I agree with that. But here's also the negative rub against them. When you have the stalwart team, the one that speaks for the conference, which so far has been Ohio State,
primarily,
BCS games, generally what happens outside of what happened
but
when they played
against
Oregon.
But
I was
going
to say out of Oregon.
Okay.
When you see not only that, they didn't play against the SEC team. So there's that perception that they can't beat SEC teams.
Okay.
And you know what? To be honest, it's true. When you look at those BCS games, when they have matched up against SEC talent outside of what was that? Michigan, when they beat Tim Tebow and Florida in 2007, that'll be about it. So there's this perception that they don't turn out these great players or these ready-made players or these speed players.
Well, I mean, turn out ready-made players. I mean, but guys come into the league and play. Like when I came out, we had Napoleon Harris, first-round draft pick to the Oakland Raiders, made it to, I mean, immediate impact, starting middle linebacker for the Oakland Raiders, and they made it to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I know that we have talent in playing the game and, you know, going to football camps across the nation. That's what I try and do with my son now, is try and get him different exposure from different states and things like that, so he could see that, hey, just because this dude's, you know, might be darker than you, don't mean he could play better than you.
Sure.
Or just because this kid grew up here doesn't mean he's better than you. It's
right.
All about knowledge. Football is football.
Agreed.
Regardless of where you're at, if you got skills, you got skills, just like just the rap game or the hip hop game. You got skills no matter where you're at. That's what it is.
Sure.
You just have to be seen.
Do you think a lot has to do with a child's confidence in his play and confidence, his swagger?
Definitely.
Look at like Deion, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
to be honest, it also has. I think it's tied in somewhat into that socioeconomics as well.
But we need to talk about socioeconomics. Who have a very high socioeconomic at Northwestern University, the epitome of Big Ten football. We'd like to welcome to the show head coach Pat Fitzgerald. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So how's spring ball going, Pat?
You know, so far so good. We've got a good start. We've got our first big scrimmage tomorrow, and looking forward to watching the guys play a little bit.
So Pat, I mean, I've been missing that run game a little bit. Does it mean that now that we don't have Mike Kafka there, that we're going to focus a little bit more on the run game?
Well, we had a balance of about 50-50 last year. We just need to be more efficient. So, yeah, I mean, definitely there's always going to be an emphasis in the spring ball, playing physical
Thunder,
and establishing the run.
Right, and I was talking to Mr. Wolf there, and he told me that that the running backs have been more of the highlight this spring. So can you elaborate? Who's been shining a little bit there in the spring ball?
Well, I'd say it starts with their attitude. They've come every day to work to improve and get better, and, I mean, that's all we could really ask of them. And then number two, they've been making plays. And you and I both know that's a critical aspect of that position. You got to make plays. You got to be productive, and at this point they haven't.
So, I mean, Pat, you've been doing some great things. I just want to congratulate you again on another great season. I know that we got more to come. But you got some guys going to the draft. How does that feel knowing that you've impacted their lives and guys like Corey Wooten, Mike Kafka can go out there and make a living for themselves and have a really good chance at making ball clubs and making an impact?
Well, it's humbling. And you know, we have a staff motto here that we want to be the best developmental staff in the country. And to watch where Corey started and where he is now, and same thing with Sherrick McManus and Mike Kafka, you know, you take great pride in that. You almost take a father figure approach to where how proud you are of your young man, and that's kind of how we look at it.
We're here with head ball coach from Northwestern football, Pat Fitzgerald. Pat, one thing that I really respected when I was back home is just your interaction with the players. It's not that domineering figure that people fear. It's more of a respect. And how has that helped you with your success on and off the football field?
Well, again, you know, I believe that you know, people will follow anyone that they know that they care about them. And our players know that each and every one of our coaches and everyone that touches our program cares deeply about the development of our young men as people first, and then obviously as players, along with what they need to get done academically. And, you know, that's how we approach it, and our guys know that we embrace that.
Out of the Roland Hill here on Planet Gridiron, out of the seniors you have, or out of the guys that came out from this last season, how many of them will be finishing up with a degree or coming out or going into the draft with a degree?
Oh, all of them. I mean, one of those proud facts that we have here is, you know, since I've been the head coach in 5 years, everyone has graduated. So proud of that. And, you know, that's the one thing about Northwestern. You get the balance and best of both worlds. And our guys are all walk out of here with a degree.
That was said with no hesitation. He said, oh, all of them. Like, what do you mean?
You kind of caught me off guard there.
Hey, Coach Fitzgerald, this is Dave Lockhart, also playing a gridiron. I imagine you have certain challenges when it respect to recruiting, because there's a certain kind of kid that you have to bring into your program for one to be successful.
Just the best. They're going to be
in order for them to be successful, not only on the field but off the field. Can you just briefly talk about some of those challenges and, frankly, how you've been able to overcome them? Because obviously, the product you're putting on the field is quite good over the past few years. Hello,
Pat.
Well, good question. They need to fit who we are.
Pat, are you cutting in and out? What was that, Pat?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I hear you fine now. I'm sorry.
What I was saying is it starts in recruiting for us with the standpoint, meaning that, you know, academics weeds out a group of guys that we just can't recruit, and that's our niche. You know, who we're looking for and the character that we're looking for us, actually, we look at that as being a really big positive. And to have 60 players above a 3.0 last in the winter quarter and a team GPA above a 3.0 for the second time in school history, I think we're getting the right fit.
It's no question that you are. So it's clear now, based on the statements you're making, that you all at Whit Northwestern don't make certain concessions. Your kids either have to make this grade regarding entry, or you just can't recruit them.
I wouldn't be that rigid, but I would say there's a criterion that they need to fit, and it starts with the GPA and the classes that they take, you know, and obviously their test score, and, you know, and then their character and who they are when no one's watching. And, you know, tape is easy to evaluate. Either they can play or they can't, you know. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So, Pat, I mean, we've had some great, you know, stories come out of Northwestern and make immediate impacts in the NFL. I guess we do as alumni, or you do as the coach, or players do, to make Northwestern become one of those teams, or one of those universities that have guys, when you think about Northwestern, not only academics, but we think about them as football players too.
Well, you know, I think as a gatekeeper of the program, we just need to continue to challenge ourselves to recruit the best and most talented young men that college football has to offer. And beyond that, I think we just need to have some fun with it and just keep improving.
So how is it that you're living your dream? How does that feel right now, Pat?
I'm sorry, pardon me?
I said you're living your dream right now. You played for Northwestern. I mean, back-to-back All-American, you know, Defensive Player of the Year. Come back home. It's your hometown. You're the head ball coach. Has it sunk in yet?
I got up at 3 o'clock this morning when my one-year-old woke up. So, you know what?
That's reality.
You know, all that other stuff is great. But I've got a role and a responsibility that I'm very humbled to have. And, again, I wish I wasn't. I wish I was still the linebacker coach and Coach Walker was still here as our head football coach. But, you know, it's a legacy, hopefully, that we continue on. And I get a chance to talk to Coach Barnett quite frequently. And we're just trying to build upon our previous successes. And, you know, the last 15 years here is the modern-day, you know, success story in college football, I believe, is Northwestern. And we're proud of it. And we just got to keep working to get better. And if we do that, I think we're just getting started.
No, thanks, Coach, for coming on the show. Too much success to you. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Good luck this season, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Good luck. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we got another 30 seconds. We got the young moguls. Can we get a beat, D?
You on first this time.
We got the young moguls, the new hottest sensation in the rap game. Here on Planet Gridiron Radio.
Check it. Yeah, I want it all. Like MJ, I'm on ball. Tell them haters I won't fall. Making $1 million calls. Big ballin' is my hobby. Yeah, your girl drop me. And being fresh every day is easy. So watch me hit them all and buy it all. Give me this and give me that. No, I don't drive them. Chauffeured in the Maybach. Leaning way back. Yeah. Big stacks. Yo, we way back.
I got it. Look. I'm next, in my future I invest. Been ready for success since a youngin' out the nest. On a quest to get multiple commas with my checks and stronger with my steps. No need for a bow flex. We from the southwest, the city of sunshine, where people grind and shine and duck the one time. Where we pushing buckets on rims, bumping alpine. They mess with nines and dimes just to help pass time. I conversate great, so I accumulate hate. People can hate, cause I'm something they can't break or even shake. No rattle,
in the building,
cause I swim with the paddle, so let's take a dive in, and I'm him, the next to flex with no Rolex, so complex, ready for war like Twin Techs. Place your bet, I erase the deck.
Yes, sir. Voice America Sports, we'll be back in 90. Keep it right there.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping?
Looking to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Back here on Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports, with your host, Damian Anderson.
And as we always promise, we like to bring the best of the game, and we have Cardinals GM Rod Graves. Rod, welcome to Planet Gridiron.
Thank you, Damian. Nice to be on with you.
So, when you're in the middle of draft preparation, and I appreciate you taking the time out to bless us on the show. Who are you guys? I guess, what areas of focus are we dealing with today on the draft board?
Well, right now we're just about to finish up our offensive evaluations and lining the players up. Damian, we'll start defense next week and then spend several days on special teams, and then we'll be ready for the big days. So, you know, we're just about completing the offense at this point.
Right. So, I mean, as I guess I could say, as fickle as the NFL can be, from one minute being the best in the game, the greatest of all time, to actually being the GOAT, how important is it to have that trust in a coach like Kidd and Hunt to make all these great decisions to, you know, let veterans like Carlos Dansby go in Anquan Boldin, and to know that you have confidence in him to still win?
You know, quite a bit. I mean, we first of all, Damian, we have a great deal of confidence in our scouts and who have been under the leadership primarily of Steve Keim, who's done a wonderful job in assisting me in making draft day decisions. And it's really our lead scout when it comes to the college information. And, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in the kind of information that those guys bring to the table. And then a great deal of confidence in Coach Wisenhunt and our coaching staff. And, you know, one of the things I think that's really made us successful over the last several years is knowing that when we bring young, talented football players into our fold, that we've got a coaching staff that's committed to developing those guys and getting them on the field. And I think Coach Wisenhunt's leadership in that area has been outstanding.
So, Rob, I call him we because I feel like that's my family, and I still am always and will be an Arizona Cardinal. But when we lost guys like Anquan Boldin and Carlos Dansby, can you just kind of tell the people that it's obviously it has to be business, but there is a personal relationship with those guys there, and it is hard to break that tie that holds you guys together.
Well, no question about it. When you lose guys of that caliber, Damian, it is tough, and those guys are not easily replaced. But we feel like we've got a system in place where the standard and the bar is high, and we know where we want to be. We know what we want to achieve on the football field, and we've set expectations for our players, and our players have set expectations for themselves. And we just feel like, you know what, maybe we won't be quite as strong without those guys in certain areas, but we fully expect that we'll be stronger in other areas and that we'll still have a very talented football team.
Okay. Hey, Rod, this is Dave Lockhart. I've been invited.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing fine. A couple quick questions for you. We all know with Matt Leinart coming in or tanking over or assuming the helm, if you will, of the offense, there's going to be at least a perception that there's going to be a change to the offense. But I imagine we're still going to throw the ball around. And kind of curious is what we're doing with Anquan Boldin in light of the fact that obviously he's not going to be here. And I believe Jeremy Urban is already gone. And I think Lance left last year going to Kansas City. So what do you envision doing to, is it still free agency potentially, or are we looking through the draft?
Well, you know, we'll fortify those areas. You know, we'll continue to fortify them through the draft. But we've got, you know, a couple young players that we expect to step up, you know, even in light of the absence of those players. But, you know, there's an old saying that when you're not sure of the horse, bet on the jockey.
And I
feel like Coach Wisenhunt is going to have our team prepared. We're certainly going to take on a different look, we expect, than what we had with Kurt Warner, and I'm not expecting Matt Leinart to come out and looking like Kurt Warner,
sure.
But I think we'll be able to do some other things on the field. Maybe we'll emphasize running the football a little bit more and so forth. But you know, I just really feel like Ken will, through his leadership and the leadership of our coordinators, that we will have a talented football team. I like our players, guys. I think we are still a very, very good. And we'll continue to look in this year's draft and pick up additional players that I think will help us on the field, and we'll be much better as a result of it.
Well, going over to the other side of the ball, I want to talk briefly about the defense. I mean, candidly, it looks like the system is in play and you have most of the players, but, you know, we did lose Dansby, but we have the infusion of Joey Porter. So how do you all envision, one, using Porter, and how do we believe his impact will assist the Cardinals in moving at least to the next level?
Well, you know what, let me just say, Jerry brings a lot to our football team in terms of attitude, and he's still a highly productive player. I mean, I think last year he had maybe 9-10 sacks, but the year before I think he was in that 17-17.5 range on sacks. You know, the guy, I don't care how you use him, whether you use him as a role player or whether he's an every down player, he's going to bring something special to your football team. He's going to bring a certain kind of attitude. And, you know, I think you add that to the guys that we already have, Adrian Wilson and Dominique Rogers Cromartie, and last but not certainly not least is Darnell Dockett, and we have other young players that are hungry, that are anxious to go out and really make that football team or on the defensive side strong, and I'm expecting much better performance even with losing a couple guys last year with those additions.
And Rod, you spoke of losing, you know, a couple guys, and I mean, and it's been the story, you know, with I guess Anquan was disgruntled a bit, you know, not Carlos, but Darnell Dockett speaks of sometimes him wanting a restructure a contract deal and things like that. How do you approach, is it always individualistic, or do you have a certain type of, I guess, preparation that you go into when you're dealing with free agency and dealing with each player?
Well, guys, the one thing that we can't lose sight of as management and as an organization is looking for the opportunities to fortify your team and make it the strongest you possibly can. And while, you know, there are many players that would like to have their contracts redone, you know, on a year-to-year basis if you give them the opportunity, I just think you have to sit back and assess where you are and where do you best spend your money in order to, you know, really enhance your football team. And we'll take a look at that, but we don't lose sight of the opportunities that we have to extend guys, and we certainly want to stay ahead of the curve in certain areas if we can, and that's where we'll give those considerations for Darnell Dockett and others if we can do that.
And speaking about spending money, the Cardinals just invested a substantial amount of money in with the re-signing of you, as well as Coach Ken Wisenhunt. How does
congratulations
that,
too.
Yeah, congratulations, Rod. How does that feel to know that you've been part of the rebuilding of the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, you know what? It's been wonderful in terms of being able to finally get to a point where we've got some stability, where we can maintain some continuity, and I'm very appreciative to ownership that, you know, they have recognized that and allowed us to continue to work in that direction. So, you know, when you've got something that you feel real good about and it's positive, and we're still focused on trying to be a championship caliber football team, when you get the support of ownership, then that certainly makes the job a lot easier. And I just feel like, you know, we've got a good thing going here. We're proud of it. And I, for one, am just absolutely elated to be a part of it.
And Rod, and you know, obviously it's draft time. Were there any guys that stuck out to you? Were like, man, we have to take a look at this guys. I mean, non-draft picks or non-free agents. I mean, are there any guys that stuck out to you while you were in Indy?
Well, you know what? There always are. I mean, there are a couple kids that, you know, you always hope that maybe they're sleepers and that, you know, maybe we'll have an opportunity to jump on those guys at the right time. And there's always players like that in the draft. And I just feel like, you know, we feel very confident that we've got the right approach with the players, that we're identifying the things that are important. And I think that shows up in the quality of our football team. And that's not only talent and production, but it's also the type of character that has really, I think, allowed us to be a much improved football team.
Hey, Rod, just I guess probably one follow-up question off of Damian. With the going to the Indiana to watch the combine, I'm curious as to the Cardinals seem to be smart about drafting players. How do you all, or what is the mindset of fighting the temptation when you might have a workout warrior who obviously performs well at the combine, but not necessarily the tape supports what you may be seeing during what I call the T-shirt Olympics?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I think, you know, we've been wise about the fact that, you know, we want to evaluate guys in a number of different areas, and certainly talent and what those guys do on the football field is the most important area. But, you know, you can get infatuated with athletic numbers and that kind of thing, but still, guys, it gets down to how well those players perform on the field and what type of character they bring to your locker room and to your community and that sort of thing, and we take all of those types of things into consideration when we're selecting and signing players.
And Rod, I just want to know if y'all ever need a running back that got a mean stiff arm and run a forever. I'm your man.
You know what? There's always a place for one, so we've got you now.
All right, Rod. I just want to thank you for coming on the show, man. Good
all
luck.
All right.
Good luck this season.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
So we got young moguls in the studio. They're blessing us. We got that beat coming up. I hope y'all ready.
Oh, yeah.
What we got coming again? Because they've been spending some hot fire all show long. So D, that beat. Where that beat at, D? Planet Gridiron Radio, where we talk everything sports.
Hold on, let me plug this in. Hey, y'all, look out for the new mixtape 2010 Takeover, and our single dropped out. To a store near you, to a state near you, a city near yours, title, look out for that, but I'm gonna get to the freestyle. It's 90, let me get it. Check. Yo, let me get it. Okay, yo, check it. Yo, money's the motivation. Levitating, never hesitating to get this dough. Other dudes don't know. We treat beats like supper. I eat good, and I'm here to stay like Wef in any hood. Show me the money, the lettuce, the green, what's good. And you should move over, cause I could do better like Mayweather in any weather. The flow's clever.
Yo,
stay warm like this.
I
letter.
Hold it down like an anchor. Stunting is my major. Hop up out that whip, super swift. Hello, hater. Hot chase paper. I'm super straight, no chaser. Ballin' like a mother.
dog, no Laker. Look, everywhere I go, they know I hold it down. Welcome to my life that I am legend, Sam.
Yeah. Gridiron Radio. Young Moguls, Rod Graves, Pat Fitzgerald in studio. We'll be back after the break. Playing Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Back here on the Planet Gridiron Show on Voice America Sports with your host, Damian Anderson.
And I know we've been blessed with some great football minds. We got Dave Lockhart here, and we also had on the show, we had Rod Graves, GM for the Arizona Cardinals, as well as Pat Fitzgerald, the head ball coach. But we've also been blessed with some great rhetorical rap, verbal assault skills of the Young Moguls, one of the hottest hip-hop artists in the game right now. But, Dave, we always got to keep it football. So,
yes, sir.
So Jimmy Clausen had a workout. You know, you always fill us in here on Planet Gridiron Radio. So how did he do?
He did quite well. He looks like he had a scripted workout. So, okay. Once again, it's going to be
you and the scripted workout. Why don't you like the scripted workout?
Because it's a controlled environment.
Well, you have to do that.
I agree. I do.
For a workout, Dave.
I mean, agree.
It can't be. What else are you going to do? Have live go? Full go? All right. Bring in
you know what
Florida
I like,
defense, and we're going to have a workout.
Here's what I like more than anything was the workout that Sanchez did. He did a scripted workout last year.
Uh-huh. Okay,
but at the conclusion of that workout, the scouts took him to the other side of the field, and they put them through a workout that he wasn't prepared for.
Okay.
It's still the same throws, but it was not diagrammed, and it's not so controlled.
Right.
That's my only thing. You know, when you're actually looking at a workout like we're doing with these quarterbacks like Bradford and like Clausen.
Okay, your first overall pick. Do you pick Bradford or do you pick Clausen?
I pick Bradford still.
Why?
The total package in one. Intelligence, extremely high.
But two, so Clausen's brother played football. His dad just been teaching him since he was 3 years
doesn't
old.
Doesn't mean he's dumb. Okay, no. Here's the other issue, too.
Pro style, I'm going to give you another one. Throw another one at you. Another wrench in whatever that's called.
Okay.
So, I mean, he played in a pro style offense.
He did. But here's also the issue, too. So did, to a large degree, Bradford. He played a lot under center.
He played gun, man.
He played more shotgun this I'd say.
And everybody's giving Tebow a hard time because he plays shotgun, but this dude's going first overall. But Alex Smith went first overall. All he played was shotgun.
Okay. If you look at Bradford, though, throughout his career at Oklahoma, he has played a large number of snaps, still up under center.
Right.
Okay. So he's playing still.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right, and you have a two-back offense, and you essentially are going two and three wide receivers.
Okay.
I agree. I think spread offenses retard the development of a pro-style quarterback. No question they do.
Retarded.
Damn,
that's a strong word. That's slow it down. You make them straight retarded.
But in any event, with Clausen, there are so many other issues with Clausen.
Because he's scrappy, man.
I understand what you're saying.
I like he got a heart. That's what I like in the quarterback. But he might get knocked out in the NFL, though.
It seems to me he might have some issues, too, off the field with respect to teammates.
I don't know how true that is. He's a quarterback. He can't make everybody happy.
That's true.
You're a lawyer, you don't make everybody happy. It's your job to...
To make some people unhappy?
To make some people unhappy, some people happy.
I'm saying
man.
When there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay, and I agree with you, but he's a winner, and he shows that if he could have a good quarterback, good coach.
I don't know about how much of a winner, but I will say
I'm saying he's a producer. Sorry, he's a producer.
Yeah. I'll say this much, though, about him. Of the three, I guess, of Colt McCoy, and if you want to throw Tim Tebow, but Bradford, Colt McCoy, and Clausen, perhaps the one that's probably most pro ready made would be Clausen.
Would be Tim Tebow. Because he's physical and he's ready to play the game, bro. That's what I'm gonna throw it out
and
there.
And so we're gonna say linebacker then. He's not ready
fullback.
To play quarterback.
He'll be an H-back. He'll be the next Chris Cooley. But I mean they definitely earned their plug. They're here in the studio. We got the Young Moguls, the hottest hip hop artist out in the rap game right now. So I wouldn't even call it rap. It's just that fun
in the game.
What would y'all call it? Just that fun music, hip hop. What would you call it?
Feel good music.
Feel good. That would be a perfect name for it. So, where can people find this experience, this Young Mogul experience?
Y'all can check us out on our MySpace at MySpace/YoungMoguls. That's YoungMoguls. We got the Facebook, we got the Twitter. Just check us out. We got the YouTube popping. So, all you got to do is just type it into Google, type our name in YoungMoguls. Everything will pop up.
Okay, and everything y'all just performed coming soon at the DamianAndersonShow.com. Got to plug that. Y'all just ripped it, man. How was that whole experience?
It was cool, man.
It was cool, yeah.
Appreciate it. You letting us come and do
show. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all doing it real big. So what's on for y'all summer? What y'all got going on right now? What's tour days? Where can people see you? What's going on, man?
Right now, we're still in Arizona just building up our buzz and stuff like that. We got a couple shows. Actually, we got a show next Thursday at Sky Lounge. So if y'all want to come out and see the Young Moguls, we'll be at Sky Lounge next
Thursday. Is that downtown on Jefferson?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes.
I think it's Washington.
Matter of fact, it is Washington. Right. Northside Street.
Yeah. They let you in there?
Yeah, I was about to say. What y'all doing there?
Yeah, well, we go and perform and get right back out. Yeah.
So y'all by 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't go in there and sit around and stuff like that.
Well, hold on. I'm going to play a beat first, then we're going to go to y'all's song before we go out. So Deke, let me get a beat first. All right.
Yo. Minx.
Yo, it's Nani.
Yeah,
check.
It's D.
I got it. Yo.
About to rip it.
Yo. With that Uzi shoot the movie, all these groupies wanna do me. I stay flyer than a seagull, stunt like Evel Knievel. This guy you should watch, grab a seat if you need to. I'm in the nosebleed, haters, I can't see you. See me, never that for GP. Get them back, my stack so fat that a dude got a hunchback. The rap game, bully man, I'm here to take your lunch pack. And you gon' have to fight
Young
back.
Mogul.
I sleep like a nightcap, a night quill. Until I'm gone, I own my zone, my home, AC, I'm on. Dude, you can take a shot and I ain't talking Patron. I'm the captain of this boat and I say so long.
Minx, I get it popping like fish grease.
Yeah.
I'm swimming through the
That's
money,
hot.
Baby, like jet skis. Back, this freestyle off the mind right. And tell them, dog, that I gotta shine bright, right? Young Moguls going global, got it so total. You already know, dude, roll through. In the evening,
I'm
gonna
get it.
I'm doing freestyle for real.
I'm in the studio with Dave Block Hearts. I always ball, cause you know I got a heart.
Get
I don't stop, cause I flop when I bring it on top.
Get
up and on, this is how I serve them. It's always hot. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just here at Planet Gridiron. How we doing with Rolling Hill, Dave Block Hearts, Young Moguls.
That's hot.
This is what we're doing. Hey, we want song number one, right? We want song.
Hey, this is the actual single. If y'all want to check out more of the Young Moguls, check us out on our YouTube, the MySpace. But this is the single. This is the one that's gonna put the city on fire. It's gonna set the city on a blaze. Southwest is the name. This is the song you gotta get with.
Title. Man, be on the lookout for it everywhere. We got store that joint new you, hood Moguls. New city, new you, club new you. Everywhere. We coming with it, man.
And I let it ride all day in the car. I swear I do. They got like I got the mixtape. We got like 17 songs.
He rolled the windows down. He rolled the windows down. We live in Phoenix. He rolled the windows down.
Yeah. I just let that play.
With the air blowing.
Yeah.
Play it out. With my wife beater on.
And your do-rag.
Play that D.
Oh, man.
If you can. I mean, if we got, we might be having some technical difficulties there. He don't have it yet. That's what they saying on the he don't have it yet. That's what they saying on the
he don't have it yet.
He don't have it yet.
He does not. He doesn't.
Come on, D.
Does he have conjugations?
It's all good. No, it's all good, man. But maybe we have some technical difficulties. We don't.
Man, you young men are hot, man. That's great, man. You guys are truly talented.
How does fish grease? I use that all the time. Now, what?
I just want to know that word you use. You said I'm gonna say it like salam. What did he say? You just made a word
salam?
Up. I like that one though.
Who?
You
assalamu alaikum.
What did he say?
Oh, I said I'm the captain of this boat, so I say sail on.
There we go.
Sail on.
Okay, broke out a lot of riches.
There you did.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see you next week, Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports Network. You can also get us at iTunes. You know, what else? Where can we see y'all at, man?
Get on MySpace. MySpace/ Young Moguls. YOUNGMOGULZ. I guarantee the future of hip hop is talking to you, the next generation. Get with it, man. Arizona, what's up? Man.
All right, Dion, bump us out with some music. You got some more?
Nope. For Dave Lockhart, Damon Anderson, Rolling Hill, Playground Radio. See you next week.
Peace.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.